Welcome back to another episode of $3 Down, ladies and gentlemen. It is time to go and browse the r/relationship advice subreddit once more. It's time, dude. We're going to do another relationship advice podcast. Good Lord, dude. It's time. Let's do the first one right here. Let's just get started. The first one, let's start off easy. The first one, the title of the post is Coworker Doesn't Follow Back. Oh boy, this is gonna be good, dude. Let's go ahead. The post reads as follows. So, about a month ago, I, a 25-year-old female, started at a new workplace pretty far away from my home. Everything and everyone was new and unknown to me, and I have a pretty hard time fitting in and talking with my coworkers since they do not seem really friendly or talkative. Except there's this girl there who was really nice and welcoming, helped me settle right in and helped me with work-related things, and always comes over to talk to me, etc. I wanted to exchange numbers with her before the holidays because I'm not so much of a social media person, but never got the chance. Today, when I was bored, I went on Instagram and got her on my suggested feed and sent a request. She accepted really fast, but didn't follow back. I thought she didn't follow back because some people like a bigger follow ratio, but hers was practically 1-to-1 plus minus. What the hell does that mean? Do I take this as a sign she doesn't want to be friends, just coworkers, or am I overthinking? First of all, the post is over, by the way. First of all, what's your Instagram like username? You know, like is your Instagram username just like some random nonsense or whatever, like Big Dick Dan 2077 or whatever, dude? Maybe she didn't even recognize you. They're like, whoa, big B double D over here. Good Lord, wants to be friends now? Oh hell yeah, sure, I'll add him. Why not? And then goes on about her day or whatever. Does she even know who you are on Instagram? That's like the very first thing, dude. Does she even know you? Is your username your real name? I highly doubt that, dude, because I don't know, unless you're like a really well-known person in general. I find that very odd to have your real name as your social media handle. I don't think many people do that, to be honest, dude. So, I mean, unless like it, maybe if even if you did have your real name, maybe she just literally just didn't even just notice you. I mean, not trying to say that like a mean way, but she just clicking through following all these people, maybe she just didn't even recognize you. You know, I think you're overthinking it. Maybe if you're feeling really brave, if you're feeling really really confident, one, just shoot her a message or whatever saying, hey, this is Janice from accounting, your coworker. Just wanted to say hi. I saw you had an Instagram account and just wanted to just see if you wanted to follow each other on Instagram. You know, I think it's that simple, dude, and see what she says. It's literally that easy. Just shoot her a message, tell her who you are. You know who she is, you work with her in person. Tell her who you are, tell her, you know, that's your coworker right there, and then go from there. Because like from this post, I can't even tell if your username on Instagram is your real name. I think you're overthinking it. I don't think she's trying to just shun you away or whatever, dude. I think you're incredibly overthinking it. We're gonna move on to the next post. The next post title is Boyfriend Flakes. Ooh. The post reads as follows. We've been dating for 3 months and he has flaked on me 3 times. The first time he straight up forgot our plans. This was a really big deal to me because I'm an extremely busy person, so my time is precious. His response was super mature. He apologized and said he understood why I was upset. The second time was a weird situation where I was at the hangout spot, but he didn't meet me there, so I left. And the third time was today, when we planned on him picking me up at 11 a.m., and it's been 7 hours, and he hasn't answered my text. He's opened one message, however. Basically, I'm at the point where if he's not a reliable person, I can't trust that he'll value my time. Then I don't think I should give him my energy and time. Do you think this is something to break up over? Or is this resolution that can be found? Is this a resolution? I don't know. But that's just how the post reads. The post is over, by the way. This is interesting. This is interesting. I think you should break up. Dude, I don't think it's working too well. Like, you know what they say? Three strikes, you're out. Like, it to me, it's very obvious that this guy does not value your time. He does not value the very little time you have that you take out of your day, your apparently very busy day, to meet up with him and hang out with him. The very few times you have an opportunity to do so, he continuously flakes on you. That is not something someone who is into you, someone who actually values your time, would do to you. That's terrible. That's one of the, like, even if you're not in a relationship, even if you're, like, just friends and someone does that to you constantly, that's not someone you want to associate with. That's not someone who cares about you. That's not someone who values your time. That's just a shit bag, literally. Like, I would just stay far away from that person, just cut off ties, just completely forget about him. He does not value your time. Do not give him any more time of the day. Don't even think about him anymore. Move on. I don't think you should just have this guy in your mind anymore. Just cut it off. Just break it off. It's done. And he's ghosting you too, apparently, in the post. This person mentions that he's opened up one of her messages, but he hasn't responded to any text. He was supposed to pick her up at 11 in the morning. 7 hours. 7 hours had passed, and he still has not sent any word to her. No. His intentions are clear. He's made up his mind. I think you should move on. Definitely break up and just go. Just go. This guy truly does not care. It's time to move on. Good Lord. Let's see if we can find another post, dude. First, let me take a swig of water. Jesus. Dude, these are good. I like these. Let's see. We got another one here. Let's see. The title of this post is, "Didn't make a move with a date. Now she lost interest." The post reads as follows. "Hello, everyone. There is this girl I met on Tinder, and after not making a move for 6 dates, we just became friends because she probably thought I wasn't interested, and she obviously lost interest. She used to initiate conversations by text, and now she doesn't do it anymore, and she only answers my questions by text, etc. She still asks me out for drinks and she still asks me out for drinks sometime, though. Do you think I should send her a text to say, 'Hey, I was pretty distracted the last few months, so we became hangout buddies, but you interest me, so want to go on a proper date the next time I see you, or should I just do a move the next time I hang out with her? I always heard that doing these stuff by text don't work, especially if someone's lost interest. Thanks for your help, guys." Okay, now this one, the post is over, by the way. This one is, hold on, just give me a second to think. Just to think about this. Like, okay, so you guys met on Tinder. You are still engaging in conversation with her. So it's not like she thinks you're like a troglodyte or whatever and is just completely ignoring you, because you are still talking to each other. You know, if she didn't like you anymore, she would just completely just remove you from her life, just ghost your ass and completely forget about you. But according to the post, she is still responding to your messages. Now, you guys, in the post, it said that they went on six dates previously. That's kind of crazy, man. How do you go on 6 dates and not make a move? Maybe you weren't looking for a relationship in the first place. I don't know. Maybe you were just looking for a friend, because how do you go six dates without making a move on someone you found on Tinder? That's kind of crazy, man. That's pretty wild, to be honest. But I mean, if you're having second thoughts about the situation now and you're regretting not making a move on her, then I mean, shoot your shot, dude. Just go ahead and just tell her how you feel. Hey, I kind of want to take our relationship to the next level. If you don't mind. Would you like to go out on a date, a proper date this time, and see where that takes us? See where that goes. See how she responds to that. She might say yes. She might say no. But at least you can get a definitive answer from her. And you both can move on with your lives, you know? Like, who knows? You could be sitting on a gold mine right now, but you won't take initiative. You won't get out there and make your move. You need to make your move, dude. You only got, like, I hate to say this, but you only live once, dude. Literally, YOLO, you only live once. Go shoot your shot. You're on Tinder in the first place, dude. Shoot your shot. Just get it out there. It always comes back to the age-old saying, the worst she can say is no. That we know, we all know that's not true. Some people can say some incredibly evil things, dude. But I mean, still, like, what's she gonna say? Nah, I'm good. I'd rather we just stay friends. I don't really feel the spark there. Now that might hurt. That rejection might hurt. But at least you know you got a definitive answer. You know that she's not looking for a relationship with you, and you can move on to somebody else. You guys can still stay as friends if you like. You don't have to. At that point, that's up to you guys. But at least you would know from there how she feels about a relationship with you. So I think you should go ahead and shoot your shot with her. Tell her that you want to go on a date with her, a proper date, and, you know, stop being a wuss bag and get out there, I guess. Jesus Christ, dude. Let's find another one. The next post, the title of this post reads, "My girlfriend wants me to pay rent for her." Ooh, this one, good God. The post reads as follows. Me, a 28-year-old male, and my girlfriend, a 28-year-old female, are together for about 2 years now, and we live together for a year. At the beginning, we both agreed we are going to split everything 50-50. We split rent, groceries, utilities, housework, and pretty much everything. It has been working well so far. We both make a decent amount of money and no one is struggling. Last month, I got a big raise, and she suggested that I should pay more rent because of this. She wants me to pay 70% of our rent. I don't think this is fair because until now she was making a bit more money, and I never wanted her to pay more than I did. We argued, and I offered her to pay the rent if she did more housework, but she refused and said that she has her own job and doesn't have time to be a housewife. We argue a lot because of this, and I don't know what to do. Hold on, let me reread this last part. Where is it? This part right here. She wants me to pay 70% of our rent. I don't think this is fair because until now she was making a bit more money and I never wanted her to pay more than I did. Okay, I see. I think I understand. The post is over, by the way. I think I understand. Okay, so you got a raise. In the beginning, you guys were both paying 50-50 on everything, just splitting everything right down the middle. 50-50 groceries, utilities, chores, all that jazz. 50-50. You got a pay raise. Now she wants you to pay more rent. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with her. It just doesn't make sense, you know? Like, I can maybe see where she's coming from if she wasn't making like a lot of money or whatever and she was, let's say, struggling monetarily, if that makes sense. You just got a humongous raise, then maybe you should pay a bit more for the rent to help out a little bit. But if you, according to the post, you both apparently are making like a good chunk of money for yourselves individually. I think you guys should continue the 50-50 split because is she going to use that money that she would save by you paying the 70% for other expenses for you guys, for you guys as a relationship, as a household? Is she going to use that money for you guys? What is she going to do with that extra money she can save now? Is she not going to do anything to help out with anything around the house? Then that's very not fair. That's an incredibly ginormous red flag from me. Like, if she's not going to do anything to help out with that money she's going to save, why do you have to pay more? You guys originally agreed to split everything 50-50. Wow, I got a raise. But I mean, I think you guys should just continue to pay that 50-50 split. It seems to be working well, according to the post. It seems to be working just fine and dandy. Why change it up? Why change it up? Now you have more money coming in, and that's more money you can spend on the household. That's more money you can spend on improving whatever you guys do, you know? I don't know what you guys do, but, like, I don't agree with her. I think that's a little fiendish, to be honest, dude. I think you guys should continue your 50-50 splits. It seems to be working well. If she's not going to put that money she's going to save to anything regarding the household and you guys' relationship, then that's definitely not fair. I think you guys should continue the 50-50 splits. I believe your girlfriend is in the wrong. Let's move on to another post, dude. Let's see. All right, let's see. The next post reads, well, I guess the title of this post is, "Significant other just broke up with me as I couldn't promise him I'd never change in the future." Wait, what? Oh, God. Hold on. Let me take a swig of water before this. Jesus Christ. Oh, boy, dude. This is going to be something. The post reads as follows. "My significant other..." What? "And I..." Oh, they didn't add the "and I" part. Okay, let's start over. Jesus Christ. "My significant other and I have been together for 3.5 years. We were just discussing the idea of swinging. Not my idea of fun right now in life, but when he asked if I change my mind in the future, I told him I couldn't say. He flipped, telling me he couldn't deal with that degree of instability. I told him he was naive for thinking his opinions wouldn't change in the future. I tried to explain that no one could promise what opinions they'd have in 10, 20, 30 years' time. He asked me what the point of marriage is if I can change my opinion." What? Oh, whoa. Oh. "I told him that anybody could change. I was just being open. Now he stormed out after an hour's discussion and said he's taking back my engagement ring. Great way to find out he'd bought one, eh? I just think I'm being open and pragmatic, or am I missing something? Edit. For clarification, he says he will never change his opinion on swinging. He says he will never want to sleep with other people. He wants me to say for certain that I will never want to try swinging in the future." Hmm. Dude, this is something. Okay, so from what I got from this, The poster, I guess, suggested the idea of swinging, maybe not now in life, but maybe sometime in the future. The poster's significant other is incredibly against that idea and says he will never, ever, ever, ever want to sleep with any other person. The significant other, well, now he is getting mad at the poster for not just flat out saying that they will never, ever sleep with anybody in the future. But the significant other, I mean, the poster is saying that this is hard. Fuck. This is hard. I'll try to comprehend this. Like, holy God, this one's a tough one, dude. I don't know. This might be a bit out of my wheelhouse. Jesus Christ. Like, I'm trying to see, I'm sorry if I sound like a crackhead, but I was like trying to sound it out for myself mainly. Here, you can rewind the podcast and re-listen to me reading out this post to get a better idea of it, because I'm rereading it right now. So he's mad at the poster for, dude, what is this post? "I tried to explain that no one could promise what opinions they'd have in 10, 20, 30 years' time. He asked me what the point of marriage is if I can change my opinion." What? If I can change my opinion? I mean, anybody could change their opinion on anything, dude. That's a part of being human. Like, you'd be hard pressed to find someone who has been omega incredibly just stuck in their ways, never changes their opinion on anything. I'm sure some people like that exist, but I mean, most people, they have opinions, dude, and those opinions shift from time to time. It happens. I told him that anybody could change. I was just being open. Now he stormed out after an hour's discussion and said he's taking back my engagement ring. Now, I think the dude's overreacting a little bit. If the poster was just simply throwing that idea out there, they're not going to swing, because in the post it says, it's not my idea of fun right now in life. They just sort of threw it out there and just wondered, I guess. They don't really want to do it right now. They're just saying, hey, what do you think about this? Then the significant other just got omega mad, just ridiculously mad. No, absolutely not. I need you right here, right now, to tell me that you will never, ever, ever sleep with anybody else. I'll never sleep with anybody else. I'm incredibly against the idea of swinging. And then they stormed out. Well, I mean, I guess it's for the best that they stormed out and you guys ended the relationship right then and there, I guess, because it, from the looks of it, it looks like if this is something that set off a storm out, then it's probably good that you guys got that out the way before you, got married or whatever. If he got an engagement ring for you. Okay, I'm not going to lie. This one has kind of stumped me. If it wasn't obvious already, this one, I don't really know what to say to this. I don't know how to, I don't really know how to approach this. So, this one's got me. Maybe you guys listening could, come up with your own solution to this problem. But, this one's defeated me. I simply don't know what to say. I don't know how to respond to this. I tried to sound it out for myself a bit better, but, this one's got me. I can't do it. We're going to have to move on. That one's got me, dude. That was a hard one. I really don't know what to say to that. Let's see. We'll do this one last one, dude. Hopefully this one doesn't stump me. Jesus. The title of this post is, my ex-girlfriend and best friend are dating. There was no cheating involved, but I don't want the friendship anymore. The post reads as follows. We dated for 2 years, and he was my best friend for 8 years. I am a 26-year-old male, and my girlfriend was a 27-year-old female, and my friend was a 28-year-old male. One day, she told me that she is no longer in love with me, and 2 months later, my friend asked me if it's okay that he asked my ex out. I was blindsided, but what was I gonna say? I said, sure, and then they started dating. It's been 8 months since they have been together. Now, when they started dating, I naturally wasn't hanging out with them as much, and that became permanent. This also resulted in the division of our friends group, and I got 90% of the group. I can't help if I'm charismatic, lol, this dude says. Oh my god, dude, Jesus Christ. Now, he has been asking me to hang out with him like old times, but those old times are never coming back. He was like a brother to me, and then he started dating my ex. So no, I am petty like that, and I won't forget. He has been really lonely, though, and sometimes I feel bad for him, too. What advice for me, guys? Jesus, that one was kind of hard to read. This dude. Okay, so your best friend got with your ex-girlfriend. They are now together, but the friend group, the friendship just is not there because it is simply too awkward. I understand. I get it. And I feel... So, the poster is saying that he doesn't really hang out with them anymore because it's just weird. You know, it's just awkward having your best friend dating your ex. There's always just going to be that air of awkwardness following you around with that, you know? And I understand where the poster is coming from, to be honest. You know, like, if you don't want to be friends with the guy anymore, if you think it's too awkward, then that's your right to remove yourself from that group, you know? I think you should talk to him and let him know, hey, man, I know we used to be best buds. I know we used to be best friends. You were like a brother to me. But I don't want to continue this friendship that we have. It is simply too awkward. I wish you nothing but the best with your girlfriend. my ex-girlfriend, but this friendship that we have, it is just, it's just, nah, it's just not gonna work. I think it's just that simple. Just let him know it's just not working anymore, you know? And how is he gonna be lonely if he's got your girlfriend now? How is he lonely, dude? I mean, I guess like having a girlfriend and then just having like a friend to hang out with, I guess is pretty different, but I'm just making a joke, dude. But I think that's what you should do. If you truly just do not enjoy hanging around them anymore, just take some time, bring them to the side, or text them, call them, whatever you got to do, FaceTime them. Let them know that then it's just too weird, too awkward, too strained. You just don't want to do it anymore, dude. I think it's just that simple. I mean, that's all I got. That's all I truly got, dude. I don't know what else to say. It's really that simple. Just let them know that, hey, I don't dig the friendship anymore. Let's just move on. And it's as simple as that, dude. At least I think so. But that was the last one. That was the last one we're going to do today. That was fun. We got stumped on a few of them. Maybe a couple of them. Like the last one. And the last two we got really stumped on. The one I just did. The girlfriend and the ex and best friend or whatever. And then that other one, dude, that one got me. I was embarrassed. I was seriously embarrassed. Jesus Christ. But we're done, dude. Those were fun. That's going to do it for me today, though. But before we go, we're going to recommend a song. The song we're going to recommend on this day is, we're going to recommend Animal I Have Become by 3 Days Grace, a true bop of a song. Everybody's heard of this song at least once, dude. If you haven't, then what are you doing? Get from under the rock you're living under. You're being a fiend, dude. Listen to Animal I Have Become by 3 Days Grace. It's a banger of a song, dude. It's that simple. That's gonna do it for me today, though. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to follow this podcast if you have the ability to do so, and like and subscribe once this video is up on YouTube, and send in a voice clip if you want using the link in the description below and any other episode we have up. It'll take you to Anchor's website and you can send in a voice clip. You can send in a topic you would like me to discuss. You can send in a question you got. You can just say hi if you want. It doesn't really matter to me. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you all later. Goodbye.